The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart. Radio
X. Hello there. I'm Gordon Smart, and this is the podcast of my evening show on Radio X. The vibe is very different. The adrenaline is very different, but I hope you love this podcast. We've got Tudor Cinema Club on it, and Family Wisdom, and loads of other nonsense. Hope you enjoy.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart. Radio
X. Right, I'll tell you something that caught my eye over the weekend that you might find slightly entertaining, right? Steve Mason. You might know him from the Beta Band. I was a big fan. I also love his solo material. He posted something on Instagram that really made me laugh. Right, so if you have a look, he's Steve Mason, KBT. You might want to check this out. He said, here's a list of bands banned by the Soviet Union circa 1985 and why. It's a brilliant, brilliant list.
We don't know where he's got this from, do we?
I don't know. Sorry, we should say, yeah, this could be fake news. It could be drummed up. He could have just put this together himself with a little Word document. Who knows?
They're very, very funny, though.
But as it got me through my tabloid career, don't let the facts get in the way of a good story, Vin, right? So one of the first bands on the list, Black Sabbath. The reason? Violence and religious obscurantism. Whatever that is. Very good, though. Two, Pink Floyd, interfering the foreign policy of USSR, brackets, Afghanistan. Sex Pistols are on there as well, but for reasons you would expect, Finn, punk and violence were the reasons given.
Yeah, that's pretty route one, isn't it?
Yeah, as you would expect from the Sex Pistols. And then two that really caught my eye as well, Donna Summer and Tina Turner are both on the list. You wouldn't expect them to be controversial. The reasons given for them being banned from Russia were eroticism for Donna Summer and sex for Tina Turner. What's the difference? What's the difference between sex and eroticism?
Yeah, good point.
Nothing, I'm asking you. Do you know what the difference... What on earth could that be, Adam?
I'm having a look down this list as well. So there's some acts are banned for sex, some for eroticism, some for erotic.
Just erotic.
So
that's
what's
separate
that?
As well. I don't know what the difference is.
Do we need to, like, do we need to ask our dads or something?
who decides, you know? Yeah. Who's the police on that anyway? But it's well worth a look at Steve Mason's list of rascals in trouble. One other act banned from the old USSR were the Talking Heads. The reason given was the myth of Soviet military danger. Well, we're going to play them now anyway. They're not banned from this show. They've not done anything wrong in my mind. Right, this is the Talking Heads and Radio X. Once in a lifetime.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart. Radio X.
I'm Gordon Smart and this is your evening show, the brand new evening show. We've been here actually for a week. I don't know if I can say brand new anymore. I hope you had a brilliant weekend. I had a cracking time, a lovely weekend in Scotland. And I did the thing a lot of people do at the weekend where they dig deep into the bowels of their Sky Q and see if they can find anything new. I've run out of box sets, I've run out of a bit of telly. And I found this amazing thing, and I don't know if you've seen it. If you haven't, check it out. A documentary called Soundbreaking. It was funded by the late, great Sir George Martin, and it was an investigation into the art of producing albums. And this is going to get a little bit music geekery, right? But it's fantastic. I highly recommend it. So he spoke to some of the greatest producers that have ever lived. I mean, Quincy Jones, characters like that. And they told beautiful stories about how they turned their studio and their production into an instrument and part of the band. And Sir George Martin was probably one of the greats, and it actually is the greatest. And he talked about the Beatles making Sgt. Pepper. It was an incredible story. How the music press at the time sort of thought Sir Paul McCartney had gone mad. He was getting the symphony orchestra to record this mad crescendo, but nobody to play the same instruments at the same time. And it was just seen as absolute madness. And Sir George Martin was behind all of that. And he went on to talk about how tape's better than digital. All these great people with a history of sampling hip-hop music, how it happened. And guys like Rick Rubin, who turned Johnny Cash into a great artist again later in his years after 20 years of being completely snubbed. And it was all down to the art of producing this music. So check out, if you haven't had the chance to see it, have a little watch of Soundbreaking. There's about 8 parts to the series, all about the art of producing. It is really, really special. So in the spirit of that, Nigel Godrich features quite strongly. He's a man who sort of turned his back a little bit on Pro Tools and went back to cutting and splicing tape, using razor blades to chop up bits of tape and create magic. So this is one of the albums he worked on. He didn't produce this one, but he helped Radiohead on OK Computer. This is Street Spirit on Radio X.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart. Radio
X.
Radio X.
Killers, when you were wrong on Radio X, I'm Gordon Smart. This is your evening show. Right, we've been talking about Paul Weller making a cameo on Sherlock on Sunday night. Surprised fans there with a little appearance as a dead Viking. Brilliant stuff from Weller, playing method acting at its finest. We've had loads of other great suggestions because I challenged you to come up with some others that we hadn't heard of. I don't know about this, actually. Jarvis Cocker was in the fourth Harry Potter film. Blink 182 and American Pie. Thanks very much to Matt Palfreyman for them. Who else do we have? Coldplay drummer Will Champion was in an episode of Game of Thrones. He was in a band playing a tambourine-type instrument from Andy Townsend. Clearly not Andy Townsend, the footballer. Or maybe it is. Who knows? And this one has absolutely blown my mind. I didn't know about this. I'm disappointed in myself. I've got a Mozzipedia at home about old Morrissey, and I didn't know, thanks very much to wee Stewie, that Morrissey was in Brookside.
I knew who you are.
So do I.
You're Morrissey.
I know.
I can't, by the way, if you want to, we're going to retweet that because there's quite a lot more to it than just that tiny little bit of dialogue. But Morrissey, as you would imagine, completely steals his scene. Superb stuff.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Radio X.
Tell you what I did today, right? I had a little wander through London. I decided to shun the tube and go for a little bit of a stretch of the legs. So I wandered from Farringdon, north of London, back down towards Tower Bridge. And there was a reason for it. I wanted to listen to the playlist I'd created on my phone of the Trainspotting 2 soundtrack. Can't get your hands on it yet. I think it's going to be released through Polydor, actually. But had a little listen, put it together, and the theme tune from it, you might have heard it on some of the trailers, is by Wolf Alice, and the song's called Silk, and I think it's perfect. I don't know who does the music for Trainspotting. I'm really keen to find out, but they get it right every single time. So I was wandering through this beautiful day, really crisp and clear day, stretching my legs all the way from Farringdon, past St Paul's Cathedral, across the Millennium Bridge, past the Globe Theatre, then underneath the Shard, back to Tower Bridge, and it got me thinking about some pilgrimages through Edinburgh and some sort of Edinburgh wonders that I've read in Skag Boys, for instance, in Trainspotting. And I'd advise you to do it. Don't get the tube, don't get the train, go for a wander, have your playlist on, and imagine you're part of the film. Vin, you were in Edinburgh for a long, long time. Were you not 2-3 years doing a degree? So you can sympathise with the magic of Trainspotting, the soundtrack, and enjoying a wee wander from the meadows, say, all the way down to Leith.
As soon as you get off the train, as soon as you come at the station, you just hear Iggy Pop and Lust for Life, yeah. Don't you?
Running past John Menzies and getting run over down at the Blackpool pub. But yeah, there's some great stuff from Ewan Bermer kicking around today as well, getting me really excited about Trainspotting. So he played Spud in the 1996 classic, but he was also Renton in the original stage play. And he was asked by Time Out what was similar to T2 and the original. And he said, in a lot of cases, we were putting on the same clothes, the same trousers from 20 years ago. And this, I didn't know this, right? This is really, really interesting, but this is straight from Ewan Bremner. He said, actually, our costume designer, Rachel Fleming, basically invented skinny jeans for men with Trainspotting. They didn't exist before, right? I didn't know this, right? He said that they would take women's jeans and restitch them, or men's jeans, cut them apart, and then restitch them again to make them really tight. So Rachel Fleming, she is responsible for skinny jeans and a lot of British men looking appalling in denim.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Radio X.
Right, if you're a music fan and you listen to Radio X every day, you can't have missed the story about Glastonbury and the kerfuffle that good old Michael Eavis has kicked up today by accident in true 81-year-old farmer style. So it was reported that Eavis suggested Glastonbury could be renamed in 2019. So the 81-year-old told Glastonbury FM, which is almost as popular as Radio X, I've been a risk taker all my life. In 47 years of taking risks, so far, touch wood, I haven't come unstuck. This might be one risk too far, I don't know. Then he revealed the title as the Glastonbury Festival team presents the Variety Bazaar. And then he went on to say, that's a good name, don't you think?
So this is for when they move the festival, isn't it?
Yeah, so you will know that they have to rest the land every couple of years just to give it a chance to recover after loads of people have trampled all over it from Hoxton and other places around the country. But yeah, so they're talking about moving it away and then having a different name, which makes sense, really. But as daughters have to do for their elderly parents every now and again, good old Emily had to step in and just set the record straight. So she said, we're still planning an event in the future at a different location, which we are calling Variety Bazaar. And she just reinforced the fact, and everybody that listens to Radio X should know this, Glastonbury Festival will always be called Glastonbury and will remain at Worthy Farm. Good on you, Emily. I do love Michael Eavis. And in his defence, he's an 81-year-old man. He's allowed to get slightly mixed up. That's fine. You know, it's an easy mistake to make. But yeah, just so you know, Glastonbury is Glastonbury. It's like Theresa May. Brexit means Brexit. Glastonbury's not leaving.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Radio X.
That's the Wombats moving to New York on Radio X. This is the Evening Show with me, Gordon Smart, having a real chuckle about Murph from the Wombats there. very kindly, Vin has just shown me a picture of him. And he's kind of got what could only be described as a Robert Smith now comb over style sort of hairspray nightmare.
He's got a full head of hair, but he's also got a comb over at the same time.
We're going to tweet a picture of it. You let us know what you think of it. But it got me thinking, right, about family wisdom, right? I got my hair cut this week, which is a bone of contention in my household. Immediately got a message from my family in Scotland saying, about time, you needed that. But I used to have this amazing thing, right? And it's a true rule, right? This is family wisdom from my granddad, Harry Marr of Lochore and Fife. He always said that there's only 3 days between a good haircut and a bad haircut. And it's true. And the reason he mentioned it is because I was really upset once because I wasn't happy with the haircut I got. And he said, don't worry, son, there's only three days between a good haircut and a bad haircut. So send us your family wisdom. Have you got a relative who's given you a great pearl of wisdom like that that's seen you through a difficult time? Let us know, 83936 or at Radio X on Twitter. Make sure you use the hashtag family wisdom.
You were telling me about one of your mates as well, about relationship advice. Oh,
thanks, Finn. Yeah, yeah. A friend of mine has his dad said, if you want to commit to a long-term relationship, right, or you're thinking about getting married, make sure you know what your future wife looks like when she has no makeup on and she just come out of the shower. It's just a horrible thing. What is the reverse of that for a girl who's about to commit to a long-term relationship?
Yeah, you need to know what the guy looks like on a Sunday morning in his pants with a hangover.
Yeah, exactly, watching Sky Sports.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart. Radio X.
We're having a laugh in the studio about family wisdom. My granddad said that there's only 3 days between a good haircut and a bad haircut, which is comforting with my new haircut. Vin, have you got any family wisdom for me?
Yeah, my granddad used to say, always wear a vest because you can always take it off.
Sensational. Right, how about this from Sophie? This is quite a touching one. After me and my brothers would go through a breakup, my mum would actually say, why buy a book when you can join a library? That's from Sophie in Southampton. That's lovely and touching, isn't it?
It's what you need to hear, isn't it? I'm not sure if I agree with it, but it's what you need to hear.
Sophie's mum is a lovely human being. What a good egg. Javier and Buck says, my granddad used to say, you'll never regret going to the pub, but you might regret not going. I love that. That's brilliant advice. And how about this from a fellow countryman of mine, a regular listener, Wee Stewie says, my dad's dating advice was, if you want to impress a lassie, never wear a kilt in winter. Shrinkage. Sage advice.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Radio X.
Very excited to say that three weary gentlemen have joined us in the studio from Northern Ireland, from Bangor. Two Row Cinema Club. Hello, gentlemen.
Hello.
Kevin.
Hello.
Alex, Sam, how are we, boys?
Hello.
Dealing with it.
You're dealing with it. You're coping with it. So I should explain, you've just arrived back in the country in the last 24 hours from 2 weeks misbehaving in the Far East.
Yes.
That's where we've been. That's what we've been doing.
Would you like me to ask your wives and girlfriends to stop listening and parents now while we talk about what happened in Asia?
Sure. I mean, if we didn't do anything as well.
I think we overindulged in noodles was about the worst thing that happened.
Yeah, you've been in a band too long, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like, sacking people for eating salad on the tour bus and things like that next.
It's noodles and gyoza, or you're out.
How was it though, gents? I mean, I should say, you've been working since the turn of the year, not like everybody else, who's sort of slowly getting back into it.
No, bloody slackers, right?
Yeah. We had a real job.
Yeah.
Headed off on the 5th. And just spent 2 weeks. Yeah, we did Japan, Korea, Singapore.
Yeah,
it was amazing. I mean, we had a good few days off in Japan, and really got stuck in. It was, a lot of fun.
Yeah, there's nowhere more foreign in the world, they say, than being in Japan and Tokyo. Been there? You've been there a few times now, I suppose. So
yeah, we figured out like this was like our 10th time or something. Yeah. You know,
and for the first time in 2009.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so true though. I mean, like, the culture shock the first time was just unbelievable. And, like, you know, everything is just so foreign. I mean, that sounds kind of stupid, but, like, you can't even read the signs because, you know, they don't even use the same alphabet. So, like, everything is difficult at first. But, like, once you find a way in, it's just incredible.
Yeah. It's weird because I've seen you in so many different occasions, right, in different circumstances. So, tea in the park and the horrible, miserable monsoon about, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago, I think it was. But I also saw you at Glastonbury one year where I turned up and it was the hottest year I think there's ever been.
Oh, yeah.
And I got horribly sunburnt watching Two Door Cinema Club, right, because the sun was coming down. I thought, I've got to watch this.
Oh,
and
nice.
It was a beautiful moment. It's a real Glastonbury memory for me. And you've played there 4 times. So, I mean, what's that like, you know, if you've been in the Far East, playing Japan, you've done all these festivals now. Do you still get the same thrill from it that you did back then?
I mean, it's different, I think.
Yeah.
It evolves.
I mean, you know, we play a lot of shows and sometimes
sometimes every now and again they're not good, or you know, something else is going on, and that's the honest answer, is that, you know, we don't have the best time all the time. Yeah. But you know, I'd say majority of shows and things we do, we still have a great time and we really enjoy it. And yeah, you know, it's weird because you go, like, I don't know, travel 14, 15 hours and to Seoul, and then the next day you're playing a show and all you want to do is fall asleep at 2 in the afternoon, or, you know, just, you know, do something on your own. But, like, yeah, you've booked a show and that's a thing, and you're in a terrible mood and you get up there and it just turns your whole day around, you know. So we still love doing that, and it still means a great deal to us to go out, have the opportunity to go to these places. Yeah. I think that's the thing we're always struck by, you know. We talk to bands and we're on tour in the UK or in the States, and these guys are like, oh, we've never been there, we'd really love to. And we're like, oh.
Do you remember where you've been? Could you keep a record of ticking towns off and things like that? Because, or does it
tell
just
you
become
where we
airports?
Haven't been.
Yeah. Yeah, it's another way to look.
Honestly, I think, I mean, that list is probably shorter, you know. Yeah, like, yeah. We've never turned down an opportunity to go to somewhere, you know. And we have ended up playing in a lot of places that a lot of other bands haven't played, you know. Like, we've been to Korea, like, yeah, 3-4 times. We've played in South Africa. We've played in, and I don't know where else. But there's a load of places where, especially Western bands, never really make it. And we're just, like, always up for going somewhere new, you know.
What does it give you the appetite for that? You know, why do you still want to do that so much? Because it is arduous, right? You don't want to complain and sound like first world problems. We're rock stars, we find it so hard. But, you know, you've got families, you know, you don't want to be away from home too much.
I don't know, there's just something about going somewhere you've never been before. And everything's an experience, you know. Yeah. When you just, like, every city's got its own vibe, every country's got its own vibe, and you can, if you can go somewhere and have at least a day off or half a day off and get out somewhere, you know, you make memories.
You got the discipline to do that, though?
Now I do, yeah, yeah. Like, I'm getting so much better at it. I used to be terrible. I used to just, like, because, like I've said, you know, you get somewhere and you're just exhausted, you're in a bad mood, and you lock yourself in your hotel room with some room service and a bad movie. But now, like, we're putting in the time as well, yeah, you know. Like, we had 2 weeks in Asia, but I think we played, what, four or five shows. And yeah, so like every other day it was a couple of days.
So you get some
off.
Time to yourself.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart. Radio X.
Kevin, what's the worst thing you've ever done?
Sam and I used to share a hotel room on tour, and we'd been out, had a pretty big night. I have a bit of a habit, if I've been drinking a lot, I sometimes tend to sleepwalk, coinciding with sleepwalking while needing the bathroom. So, long story short, I went to the bathroom on Sam's bed, and
on my bed, he got in beside me.
Well, you see, my theory is I, like, hit the bed and, like, subconsciously thought I was at the toilet, and then went to
into the toilet whenever you go.
Yeah, but then after I'd gone, I thought, oh, there's a bed, I want to go to sleep. Yeah. So I got into bed with him as well, and he woke up with urine and me. So it's the sequel to Marley and Me.
Dear, dear, dear.
I mean, my favorite part about this story is how Sam dealt with it in the end, which was to kick Kev out of the toilet bed, and Kev got to go to sleep in his own clean bed, and Sam slept in the toilet bed.
A couple of times before, a week or two before, I'd thrown up on his wash bag.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart. Radio X.
Can I ask you as well, I've just got to do it right, because we always ask bands, you hear people talking about the best gigs they've done, I'm not interested in that, I want to know what the worst gig is. Where have you just felt, this is just the worst thing ever? And not the Remore, where you did the Halloween party when you were 17.
We once played a show in a shopping centre.
In Castleford.
We tried to play maybe a month before, and the gig got closed down by the drugs popos, and I never call them, but I don't know why I said popos. the popo police. And
we were playing to after work drinks.
Yes,
pretty much.
Oh dear.
This was a long time ago.
Yeah, probably on at about 7 p.m. Everyone in the room with their backs to us, no one clapped. One woman requested Blame It on the Weatherman by Bewitched.
We couldn't have a dressing room because they had a kid's 18th birthday party in the dressing room.
Oh, no.
So we just had to sit in a bar with all the people who hated us, basically.
Yeah. Oh, it's brutal. It's brutal, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a tough life.
It's a tough life. Ah, but you still live in a castle.
Yeah. Just one.
Sympathy's just disappeared.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Radio X.
Some great messages through for Touro Cinema Club on Facebook Live. Got one here from Ben Austin. Gents, you have a very rich Glastonbury heritage. Will you be playing again this year?
Maybe. Maybe not.
Yeah. Waiting. Haven't been asked.
waiting by the phone.
Waiting by the phone.
Come on, Evis.
Yeah. No, we... yes, we're doing lots and lots.
We'll say that it is not, it's not generally traditional for bands to play Glastonbury two years in a row.
Yes. Yeah. Good reasons.
We might need to go further afield.
Oh.
We have rich heritage in other cities and places.
Glasgow?
That's one of them.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Radio X.
That was the Gordon Smart podcast. I hope you really enjoyed that. Make sure you tune into the show live on Radio X between 7 and 10. Subscribe to the podcast, tell your friends, and leave a review, but not if it's bad. All the very best.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Radio X.